As we've been reporting this morning, the mastermind of 9/11, Osama bin Laden, is dead. He was killed by U.S. forces in Pakistan. President Obama announced his death late last night. NPR's Robert Smith is at Ground Zero in New York City and joins us on the line to tell us what's going on there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we saw the crowds converging on Ground Zero almost as soon as this announcement was made, and they were quite raucous overnight. What about now, this morning?
Well, you know, it's interesting. All through the early morning hours, there was still a core group of people who were singing and chanting USA, USA. But at some point, they took their flags and they went home because, you know, rush hour started in the city. It is Monday morning, and businessmen started to come to work. The construction workers at Ground Zero started to show up. And so it's a vastly different mood now. This is a much more normal, everyday scene here at Ground Zero.
So, Robert, have you been able to talk to the construction workers there at Ground Zero and find out what they think of this?
Yeah, I have been able to talk to some of them. You know, they tell me it's always emotional going to work at Ground Zero on any day. You know, I spoke to one man, Peter Incantalupo. He's an electrician. I spoke to him earlier in the night. And he worked for a while at Ground Zero putting the ground loops into the buildings here. And he said it was always a strange experience.
Working in there, I thought about the hell that it was that day, but not about this day. I thought they would never catch him, but I'm happy now that they did.
But one thing I did hear from the workers this morning that is a little bit different is that they were worried about their security today. They were talking about how they're always kind of nervous about having Ground Zero be a target again, and with Port Authority cops sort of situated everywhere, they're in high alert here at Ground Zero. There was a little bit of nervousness today.
And the State Department has put out a security alert, so there is that's out there. How will this news be reflected in the memorial and museum that are under construction there?
You know, it's interesting. I was speaking with Joe Daniels. He's the president of the 9/11 Memorial. And he kept saying there's 132 days until they open, 132 days. So certainly the story of Osama bin Laden will be reflected in the museum. It has to be, both the beginnings and the ends of Osama bin Laden. But he said that it gave him hope that Osama bin Laden had been killed because it was sort of hanging out there. It was this thing that was distracting from the true goal of a memorial. Here he is right here.
To have that hanging out there, it's difficult when you lose somebody or you saw how many people suffered.
So he's looking forward to being able to sort of focus on the families, focus on the events of 9/11 at the memorial without this question that everybody has.
Well, Robert, just briefly, remind us how, you know, raucous it was last night for those who haven't seen pictures of it yet this morning.
It was an entire street party, I have to say. There were people literally hanging from street lights, from the stoplights. They were singing, they were chanting, na, 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 goodbye to Osama bin Laden. There was also some people who were fairly somber, bringing flowers and such.
NPR's Robert Smith speaking to us from Ground Zero in New York City. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.